their welfare, making a phone call or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Community Connections is proud to announce their 2010 Summer Baseball Camp, June 28th through July the 2nd, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sandstone Park, 3001 East Highway 119, Longmont. Ages 5 through 14 years old, boys and girls both welcome. For pre-registration or information, call 303-702-0588. Ask for Israel Victor, Camp Director. That's 303-702-0588. Community Connections 2010 Summer Baseball Camp.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning it's going to be open lines. We'll look forward to hearing about from you what you'd like to talk about. Remember our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We could talk about Richard Russell. Richard Russell put out a statement yesterday where he said, sell everything. I mean, by the end of this year, you're not going to recognize this country. Get out of everything except gold, sell your stocks, sell anything you can, get liquid. We're moving into very, very difficult times. The stock market is going to collapse. And now Richard Russell's been around for a long time. I can remember 45 years ago when I was just getting started in this whole study of what was going on, and I thought Richard Russell was an old man at that time, so he must be pushing 90 because I'm over 80, I'm 81 now, so Richard Russell, certainly when he makes a statement like that, I've never seen anything from him like that before. Just get out, why everything is on the verge of collapse. Of course, we've been telling you that for a long time. If you listen to our programs where we talk about finances, it's very obvious that this is the whole system is going to collapse. Of course, where we differ with Richard is he thinks it's happening. The stock market is certainly telling him what's going to happen. And I simply say that there's a small group of very evil people who want to destroy this nation. They hold the reins of power. They work through a secret society, through the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations. They're carrying out the program that was written by the nephew of the man who leads all three of those organizations. The man who wrote the Earth Charter is Stephen Rockefeller. His uncle, David, is the organizer of the Trilateral Commission and the permanent chairman. He is the permanent honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, having served there as the vice chairman from 1950 to 1970. From 1970 to 85, he was the chairman and now is the honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for the secret society created by Cecil Rhodes over 100 years ago. And then, of course, David is a permanent member, founding member, and permanent member of the Bilderbergers. Most people don't get invited back regularly, but he always does. And so when his nephew writes a program that calls for the a redistribution of the wealth of the American people, I think we ought to be concerned, don't you? But nobody's going to tell you that. I said, yeah, I think Richard Russell's a very smart man. Maybe he knows about the elite who run our world, and maybe he knows about the spiritual forces which energize them, the organized evil that they represent, but he doesn't talk about it. That's understandable. It really does sound so far out, and certainly you'll be attacked and vilified if you try to tell the people about the true nature of the spiritual battle we're engaged in, or you talk about secret societies and the fact that the Trilateral Commission controls Barack Obama. Barack Obama is simply a puppet, just like George Bush was. You know, whenever he moved his hands, you had to watch Dick Cheney because he was pulling the string. He came from the Trilateral Commission, and of course, as we've told you before, between 1977 and 2008, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States came from the short, very small membership of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. Do you think that happened just by accident, that they six of the eight presidents of the World Bank that control the finance of the world came from the North American chapter, or that eight of the ten in World Trade Organizations that determine our trade policies, or certainly that certainly I think it was seven of the 12 secretaries of state and nine of the defense secretaries during that time came from the membership role of the Trilateral Commission, or that at the present time the president of the Bank of Israel that controls the finances of Israel, Mr. Fraser, is a member of the North American chapter, or the head of the Bank of Canada. Do you think that's all just accidental, that the people from Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup are all affiliated with the Trilateral Commission, and the other banks, of course, are affiliated with their subsidiary? And I'm talking about Wells Fargo, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America. I mean, there are six major banks, and they're all affiliated with the Trilateral Commission or the Farm Club, the Council on Foreign Relations. And the Council on Foreign Relations, of course, you would never find it mentioned in the media until Gary Allen outed the organization with his book, Nandere Call It Conspiracy, in 71 or 73. And after that, of course, they began to admit that it existed, and as if we'd always let it, and everybody knew it existed, but they didn't. And you go back and you read the articles before 1971, and you would almost never see a mention of that. I think there were perhaps half a dozen articles in the entire controlled media about the Council on Foreign Relations. Now they write about it all the time. They just don't very often mention the Trilateral Commission or how they control President Obama. So our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you have something you'd like to talk about other than the fact that they are intentionally wrecking our economy, or that they're going to take us into a war and everything is in place now for the war over there in the Near East and the Middle East. And of course, those of you who haven't heard my interviews with Barry Shamus, not only of course in Israel have they actually handed out gas masks and of course special kits in case of chemical or biological warfare, but just within the last week, they announced that they're taking the weapons and the food and the medical supplies and the other materials out of the depots, the military depots in Israel, and dispersing them so they can't be knocked out by the coming missile attack. They know the war is coming. They just don't want to tell the American people, and of course the political theater that you're seeing, supposedly President Obama is so anti-Israel, and cut back on our support for Israel, and of course they doing everything they can to avoid a war with Iran. It's all political theater. It's political theater. Everything is in place for the coming war with Iran, but you can't let the American people know that, because they don't want another war. They don't want to kill a lot more Muslim people, and they don't want a lot more of our boys killed, but they're going to be killed. That's why we have almost 200,000 of them over there just sitting ducks for this coming war. Give us a call. I'd like to know what you think about it. Our number, 877-254-7524. So many things we can talk about. I'd like to know what you think about it. We'll be right back here at the American Freedom Network.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Give us a call if you have something you'd like to talk about. Our number 877-254-7524. There was a fascinating article just came out from the Washington Post about how they've been poisoning the children in Washington, D.C. And the Centers for Disease Control knew it, and they lied, and they lied, and they lied. Now, it's lead poisoning. Lead poisoning, of course, is directly related to criminal activity, and, of course, lead, there's no safe level of lead for anyone to have, specifically for children. And basically, of course, but the reason that they're concerned, in my estimation, is they're black children. And, of course, Washington, D.C. is the murder capital of the world, one of the highest crime rates in the world. And they've been poisoning the children and the people there with lead. But, of course, they're predominantly black, so I guess we shouldn't worry. Is that nobody's going to really say that, but this is the attitude. And you must understand, there really are evil and wicked people. And many of them work for the Centers for Disease Control. Let me just read the article here. It just came out as of this morning from the, of all places, the Washington Post. The nation's premier public health agency knowingly used flawed data to claim that high lead levels in the district's drinking water don't pose a health risk to the public, a congressional investigation has found. And investigators determined that the agency has not publicized more thorough internal research showing that the problem has harmed children across the city and continues to endanger thousands of Washington, D.C. residents. A House Investigation Subcommittee concludes that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention made scientifically indefensible claims in 2004 that high lead in the water wasn't causing noticeable harm to the health of city residents. As terrified district parents demanded explanations for the spike in lead in their water, the CDC hurriedly published the calming analysis, knowing that it relied on incomplete, misleading blood test results to play down the potential health impact from the investigation found. The city utility says lead levels have been in the safe range in D.C. since 2006 after a chemical change to reduce lead leaching. But the House report raises concerns about children and 9,100 residents throughout the city with partial lead pipe replacements and their parents may not know the CDC research has found that children in such homes are four times as likely to have elevated levels of lead in their blood. In other words, they're still poisoning the children in Washington, D.C. with lead. And, of course, those of you who are not acquainted with Dr. Roger Masters' work, Dr. Roger Masters, a professor at Dartmouth, and we have his material, basically. He deals with criminal activity. And he was fascinated with the relationship of lead in the water and, of course, the level of criminal activity. And, of course, he found that in the communities where they used hydrofluorosilicic acid, it really wasn't his study, it was the CDC study, on 450,000 children. 450,000 children, the largest study ever done. They were done with finger pricks, they got the blood, and they measured it for the level of lead in the blood of children. And, of course, remember, when the lead is in the blood, it goes to the brain and it creates criminal activity. But, of course, in black children, when, of course, you have the hydrofluorosilicic acid, that's what they were used for fluoridating the water. And in the areas where they used hydrofluorosilicic acid to fluoridate the water, and it contains lead, but it's probably not the lead in hydrofluorosilicic acid as much as the fact that the acid leaches lead out of the pipes, out of the solder, and that gets into the water level, and then gets into the children's blood, and then into their brains. But in those areas, the level of lead was six times as high in blacks as in whites, and of course, comparable criminal activity. And of course, you've never heard this. Of course you're not going to hear it. They don't want you to know what they're doing to the blacks in our society, but there really are evil and wicked people out there, and many of them work at the highest levels of our government, and they are intentionally and purposely harming black, little black children today. And you can get the work from Roger Masters. We do have it bound here, but we have to charge you for it because it's fairly extensive. But there's a lot of material out there. And, of course, what better place to do this than our nation's capital? But then, of course, many of our government officials, you wonder why they act as irresponsible as they do. Well, they're drinking a lot of the same water with lead in it, and they've known this for a long time. And you can go back, read some of my articles, some of the articles that we have, and my Radio Liberty letter, and you can, within the last year, we were talking about these studies in 2004, that showed the high level of lead in the water in our nation's capital, and pointing out that certainly many people think the one reason Rome fell was because they lined the aqueducts with lead, and the people got lead poisoning, and their mines didn't work, and yet we're doing the same thing in our nation's capital, and of course they had all these lead pipes there, but they were using the hydrofluorosilicic acid and also some chlorine compound in the water there, which leads the lead out of the pipes and out of the solder and poisoned the minds of the children. And that's why Washington, D.C., in my estimation, is the crime and murder capital of the world, our nation's capital. And we're trusting these people with directing us, these people who live in a city where they've got lead in the drinking water. And I wonder how many of our politicians have the same high levels of lead in their brains that we have in the children. And but basically, this article, Washington Post, just came out this morning, written by Carol Leoning, and of course it just goes into the fact the CDC knew that they were lying. They lied intentionally to people, and then their emails back and forth among them congratulated themselves that the stupid people actually believed their lies, and they knowingly poisoned the children. And I'll go on with the article, but give me a call, because I don't want to talk this morning. I like to do open lines because I want to talk to you and get your thoughts. But when nearly 1 million residents throughout the district and in small parts of Falls Church and Arlington learned from a Post article in January of 2004 that they'd been exposed to unsafe lead in the water for at least a year, the CD analysis was largely used to quiet public anger. The study has since been cited as evidence that even astronomically high lead levels are not a cause for concern. Now, that's ridiculous. They know they're poisoning the people, ladies and gentlemen. The government officials are allowed to get away with it. And what do? They get rewarded and high salaries and a great pension for poisoning little black children. Representative Brad Miller, Democrat of North Carolina, the subcommittee chairman, said that the CDC report left the public health community with a dangerous and wrong impression that lead-contaminated water is safe for children to drink. Lead is a toxic metal long known to cause chronic brain damage and developmental delays in fetuses and children with they or their pregnant mothers ingest significant amounts. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the people who are telling you to vaccinate your children. They know they're harming their children. Why do you think you have 10 times as much asthma in vaccinated children, 10 times as much, allergies? Why do you think we have so many sick children today, so much autoimmune disease, so many children with autism? They know what they're doing, and they're evil. And when you understand that, it's easy to understand. This great article, Washington Post today. Who do we have on the line?
Oh, hello, Dr. Stan. This is Clyde.
Hi, Clyde. How are you doing?
Well, fine. Say, you know, I find it increasingly difficult just to visit with people to have them understand that the major spiritual attack is coming on people.
Could you speak just a little louder? I've got a bad connection here, but go right ahead.
That's okay. Sure. I just find it very difficult to even visit with people to have them understand that a major, probably maybe the major attack on people is through the health system. And I don't know how to reach people. You know, it's very difficult.
Well, you just have to keep doing it. Remember, your job is to tell people. God's got to determine whether they listen or not. Hopefully, he'll open up their eyes. But if he doesn't want to open up their eyes, then they're not going to understand. But we need, your job is to tell the people. I can tell you. You can tell the people. And if they want to listen, fine. If they don't want to listen, it is their lives. It is their children. It is their families. It'll be destroyed.
Well, you know, I had one person tell me that they didn't see that there was any alternative, any alternatives, and I do know that alternatives to means of taking care of yourself in the healthcare system are increasingly being limited or sometimes even eliminated. So I'm not sure how people are going to survive in the future in the healthcare system, even in the alternative healthcare system, which seems to me has been under attack for a long time.
Well, we may have to have, you know, under the table health products. You know, there are a lot of things out there, but you need to know the basic fundamentals. The book by Dr. Blaylock, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, is so important. I mean, the understanding about herbs, and you should understand about herbs, and say, for turmeric, which is a spice that's got quercetin in it, and a couple of other things, very great anti-inflammatories, equally as good as cortisone or non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like Motrin. You need to learn how to look after yourself, because a lot of these spices and things have been around for thousands of years, and they have medicinal effects for them. You should be laying in a supply of health products so that you'll have them, because this whole system may begin to break down in a year or two, and you need to have things on hand so that you can look after yourself, but you need the fundamentals. And if you're going to get one book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, I believe entirely in the basic fundamentals, exercises, avoiding sugars, you know, avoiding the statin drugs, avoiding so many of the things that the medical profession is pushing today, which are actually harmful for your health. There are certain things that are fundamental and that they really are beneficial. Many of the old line medicines for the heart and for the stomach and the other things, but the old-time remedies that your mother or grandmother used are probably a lot more beneficial than many of the modern things that they're doing. And the things to do to avoid cancer, the alternative treatments for cancer rather than the expensive, destructive things, chemotherapy and radiation, promote cancer and destroy the immune system. Why would you do that when you need to get your immune system built up to fight a cancer? People have to understand the background of the hallelujah diet, which has been utilized by people across the country with cancer, because, of course, by changing the nutrition and diet, they were able to overcome the cancer. The material by Dr. Lorraine Day, even Dr. Blaylock's written a book on natural strategies for cancer patients. Proper nutrition can do probably far more for many cancers than the things that are offered by the medical profession. And certainly resveratrol actually begins to impact on the genes and release the P53 anti-cancer anti-tumor gene, so that you can get the immune system working, and the body will take care of the cancer, even the metastatic cancers. But the average individual has no knowledge about that. All you can do is tell them. If they don't want to hear, You can't make them.
That's true. You know, you wonder what people don't understand about, you know, and I think it's Genesis 3 where I give to you every herb of the field for both your food and your medicine. You begin to wonder, you know, I've never heard any kind of a preaching on what that really means practically down through the healthcare system. It's just basically avoided. You know, that command from God, you know, basically is telling you to use green things that are made from something green, I guess. If you translate the word herb, I guess it means anything of anything that grows, basically. But it's very hard to get people. Well, we've had now, what have we had since Medicaid and Medicare? We've had almost 50 years of people being brought into the system, and now that you have the additional national health care program that was passed, 7-8 weeks ago, it's going to be very difficult, I think, for people to survive outside of the traditional medical care system. And I think you are right. I know I went on an anti-inflammatory. I'm almost 70 and have had some pain starting in my body, and I went on an anti-inflammatory diet, and it's reduced my pain about 80%.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. And again, our number 877-254-7524. Hang on there. We'll be right with you.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and Sydney, is our guest still there?
Yes.
All right, go right ahead. And again, our number is 877-254-7524, but you said you'd gone on to an anti-inflammatory diet and helped yourself?
Absolutely. Eliminating most sugars, certainly beet sugar, And most sugars basically, I think, cause the body an inflammatory reaction. Dairy products do also, I believe, at
right.
least for me. And I found gluten does also.
Right.
So I'm not sure. There may be other things that to cause it. But I've noticed that there's a lot more pressure being exerted on people to take vaccinations from, you know, your traditional providers. And I'm not sure how far we are away with having a similar system of where they'll fine you if you don't, you know, get all these vaccinations that,
well,
as you know, are full of
I have
poisons.
A great new DVD. I hate to, you know, refer you to my work, but I've got a
That's
great
fine.
New DVD. It's a talk called The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America. And it takes people into vaccines with an intelligent approach, because some of the people who say, well, vaccines don't work, you shouldn't ever take them, and, you know, the smallpox vaccine was no good. Nobody intelligent is going to believe you. But if you take an intelligent approach and explain to people about vaccines and then show what happens to people who take vaccines compared with people who don't take vaccines. And I think the smallpox vaccine was great. I think the polio vaccine was
right.
great. But I think that what we're doing to our children and our elderly is unconscionable. If I could suggest the DVD, The Specter Haunting America, and, of course, Dr. Russell Balock's excellent DVD, Vaccine and Brain Development. Vaccine and Brain Development. Certainly a wonderful source of information. We've got to get the parents and let them know that they're damaging their children.
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you very much for your program. I think they have another caller.
God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Colorado.
Okay, who is it?
It's Wayne in Colorado.
Hi, Wayne. Good to have you with us this morning. Go right
ahead. I love your program, Dr. Stan. There's two books on health that I truly believe in are my number one best reads I've ever read. The first one's called Rare Earths, Forbidden Cures by Dr. Joel Wallach. And Dr. Joel Wallach, he got a degree in agriculture, so he understands how farm soils work and how they go sterile. And then he became a veterinarian, and he studied with Marlon Perkins for many years. But Dr. Joel Wallach, he will tell you from the periodic table of elements that you need so many vitamins and minerals and amino acids to make up the human body, and especially the trace minerals and stuff. And Dr. Joel Wallach, he's got some real rock-solid credentials behind him because he even sits on the board of the FDA advising them as to substitutes and what they use in food and stuff. So that's one book I would recommend. And another book I'd recommend to you is called Flood Your Body with Oxygen by Ed McCabe. Now, Ed McCabe, he's an investigative medical reporter. And then they even sicked the IRS after him because of his great work that he was doing, because he was bringing forth all this great medical information to cure cancers and all these other diseases and stuff. Because in third world countries and stuff, they use a food grade hydrogen peroxide and stuff as for killing disease and stuff. And then he even talks about using ozone to filter blood and kill diseases with ozone and stuff by filtering blood, because we could have a purified blood supply across the nation if they only used ozone to filter the blood.
Well, I think you're very wise to avoid blood transfusions at all. Because there's so many new diseases now, diseases that we just didn't have before that are in the blood supply, and they just don't test for them. They don't even recognize what they are. So if you can avoid a blood transfusion, you certainly should, unless, of course, it's your own blood or somebody in your family. But anyway, anything else you'd like to say? I know Joel Wallach very, very well.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I've met him myself and stuff, and I truly believe in what he's doing in his work and stuff, you know. And I know he sells trace minerals and stuff, but, you know, that's beside the point. You know, I've been taking...
Well, he has a vested interest, you know, because he does sell. And some of those trace minerals you don't want. I mean, there's certain of those. Fortunately, they're in very low doses, but certainly you've got to be intelligent in what you do. Some of the things he has come up with, I think, are very, very true. I disagree with him on some issues. In fact, he actually did a program here in Santa Cruz where I practiced medicine for many years. And I was asked to debate Dr. Wallach. And for years I said, I will not debate this man. But one time when I heard him go onto the radio and saying, you know, when you go into the hospital and the alarm goes off and your heart stops and the doctors and the nurses rush in with the crash cart to get your heart rejuvenated, they're not trying to save your life. It's because you've got money in your health insurance, and they want all of that money. That's why they're going to get your heart started. And so at that point, I said, I will debate Dr. Wallach. And the thing I'm known for best after practicing medicine for 35 years in this town was not anything I ever did to save people's lives, but the debate with Dr. Wallach. On the other hand, a great deal of what he says is true. I just don't agree with everything. But be that as it may, he's contributed a lot to our knowledge. But I would just say be a little careful with these trace minerals, because some of them are not good for you. But go right ahead.
When I was 30, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and I had it pretty bad. And, you know, I prayed to the Lord that either he take me out or give me the wisdom to cure myself. And through a lot of Dr. Wallach's work and stuff, and some of that stuff from I've read through Ed McCabe and stuff, you know, I'm basically pretty much rheumatoid arthritis free today. You know, I go to the chiropractor and I receive acupuncture, and like your previous caller said, you got to stay away from the sugar. The sugar causes inflammation, and there's so much sugar out there, it's a death sentence.
You are absolutely right. And what Dr. Wallach said about selenium was absolutely true. I mean, this is something most doctors do not know about. But, of course, you know, certainly in China, 25% of the myocarditis over there, myocarditis, that kills people is related to selenium deficiencies. In some areas of this country, we don't have selenium in the soil. So he's right on that. And we do need magnesium. Most people are deficient in magnesium and in so many of the things, iodine. And so much of what he says is absolutely true. And, of course, one of the things that can really help people with rheumatoid arthritis is antibiotics, and nobody's ever going to tell the average individual, the average rheumatologist doesn't know, but an awful lot of people have been cured of the rheumatoid arthritis, which is an incurable disease, and yet they've been cured by utilizing antibiotics. So, because a lot of this is based upon it, chronic infections, and a lot of the things Joel says, absolutely right, is use of glucosamine and chondroitin, I think, was a great breakthrough. It was just that he was so very, very critical of doctors. I'm critical of doctors, too, not because they're bad people, though. They're not bad people. They're good people. But they just don't know. That's the problem. And our job is to educate them. Our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Zabel Construction at hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join Pastor Don Wiedemann, Kelly Ferrari, Pastor Dan and Paul Mendez, Dr. Frank Morgan, Pastor Michael Golden, Pastor Mark McClellan, Mason Clover, the Intercourt Dancers, and Marty Gale and the Celebration Dancers as we celebrate Shavuot 2010, Sunday, May the 23rd at Lake Loveland North Shore Amphitheater in Loveland, Colorado. Call 1-800-205-6245 or 970-396-4700 for more information. Hag Sameach.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and is our guest still there?
Yeah, yes, sir. I'm.
Yeah, go right ahead.
One thing I love about Dr. Wallach so much is he understands how farm soils work, and that's one thing people don't understand is that farm soils go sterile, and that when farmers do fertilize, they only put three of the elements from the periodic table back into the soil.
He's absolutely right on that, and a lot of what Joel says is actually very, very true. And I don't mean to. It is just to be wasn't so critical of doctors, but basically much of what he says is true. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I know Joel comes down hard on doctors and stuff, and you know that's one thing I have against him, because I know there are some good doctors out there that really do care and try. But when it comes to farm soils, people don't understand that just because it looks good and green or red and ripe, that produce they're picking up at their local market or whatever is probably nutritionally deficient. Because if you're a home gardener and stuff, my experience is all your minerals run downhill. If you want to plant a good garden and stuff, if you're at the bottom of a river basin or something like that, or a lake, I've had excellent success with getting 5-gallon buckets full of mud from bottoms of rivers and lakes and stuff to where water pools and stuff, and that you come up with some really excellent tasting produce and stuff, and it's because it's all minerals run downhill.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think that we really need to learn how to fertilize and how to grow. I hate to say this, but I think that America is going to change and change dramatically, and the wonderful society we've had, this utopian existence we've had, is not coming back again. People are waiting for the recession to end. Ladies and gentlemen, when we get out of this, it's not going to be the same America. And I think it's a good thing for people to start thinking about learning how to grow things and look after themselves from the point of view of food and from the point of view of medication. And certainly there's a place for doctors. I mean, they can do amazing and wonderful things. But so many of the things that they're doing today, so many of the psychotropic medications, the statin drugs are doing far more harm than they are good. And the average American, the average doctor has no idea the harm that he's doing. And if you look up the statistics on the benefit of statin drugs against the damage that they do, the risk-benefit ratio, why, I would not take them. And the same is true with so many of the other medications they prescribe. You got to start reading the package insert, because believe me, your doctor has never read it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, doctor. I just want to make a parting shot, and I just want to plug our sponsor out here in Denver, the Green Herb. They use the dark field microscope, and once you see your blood in action under that microscope, you know you can really understand and see. The work they do when they start prescribing herbs and stuff to you, you know, you can see over time if you follow their course, they can make you better. Because
I don't know him. I've talked to him a couple of times. He seems like a very nice person. The Green Herb, of course, he advertises there at the American Freedom Network, and I encourage people to support him. But they need to learn about herbs, and I think he's an excellent source for them.
Yes, sir, they are. I'm going to have to let you go, Dr. Show. I love your program and show, and you guys take care. God bless.
Well, thank you so much. Well, again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question, comment, you agree, you disagree. I mean, I hope you have a chance, if you have a computer, go up on the Internet and pull down this article from the Washington Post today about how the CDC has been lying to the people in Washington, D.C., telling them there's just no harm in drinking water with lead in it, and they know it's a deadly poison. There is no level that's safe, and they've destroyed the lives of thousands, if not tens of thousands, of children. But, of course, it is this attitude where only little black children, we don't worry about them. They're inferior. And, ladies and gentlemen, there is racism in this country, not from the average white person. The average white person is a wonderful person, you know, and he's concerned and compassionate about other people. But if you want to do harm, you don't get a job as a doctor in some little community. You get a job working for government in the CDC. The FDA, the NIH, and there you can do the maximum harm. And it is so difficult for anybody to believe that anybody could want to hurt other people. And yet, if you remember, we dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki without any justification because the Japanese had been trying to surrender for 6 months. And if you doubt that, we have the letter, an article out of the Chicago Tribune on the day that we signed the treaty with the Japanese and ended the war, talking about how the Japanese had been trying to surrender for 6 months, and we wouldn't let them. And I know that's true, at least in part, because I talked to General Al Wedemeyer, and of course he was in charge of the military forces, American military forces in China, and he confirmed part of that story. He knew that after they dropped the first bomb, the Japanese were pleading with the Americans to surrender, and we wouldn't let them. And then we dropped the second bomb and killed another 100,000 people. Ladies and gentlemen, you are partly responsible, not for what you did, because what you didn't do, you've got to speak out against the evil that exists, because the same people, the same forces are in power today. And who do we have calling?
May Cornish. I was listening, and there's a book there, Flood Your Body with Oxygen. You didn't give a phone number or anything. How do I phone somebody to reach that book and to get the book, as well as Wallach's number?
Mm-hmm. I really don't have those, I'm afraid. You'll have to get those from somebody else. Although, if you have access to the
internet... Well, why didn't they give their number over the phone?
Well, I can't tell
over the radio.
You'd have to ask them.
Pardon?
You'd have to ask them. See, I did not... They were not my calls. They were unsolicited calls.
Okay,
and I have no idea why they didn't give the number. But you can get it off the internet, I'm sure.
How do I get it on the internet?
On the internet, you simply go up and look under Joel Wallach.
Joel,
do you have access to the internet?
This one, is it J-O-E-L?
J-O-E-L-W-A-L-L-I-C-H, Wallach, Joel Wallach.
W-A-L-L-I-C-H.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Jambalaya's reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, I always enjoy the open lines and appreciate our callers. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there listening to us, why, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help our ministry as we reach out on 60 outlets every week, why, we'd love to hear from you. We do carry that book I mentioned, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. It's a very important book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And then, of course, we carry Dr. Blaylock's other book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients and Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. All very important. We have actually a four-tape set of my interviews with Dr. Blaylock, Health Saving Secrets. We carry his DVD, which we get from him, Nutrition and Behavior, and we have a DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development. Vaccines and Brain Development. All of these by Dr. Russell Blaylock, a good friend, and I recommend them to you very much. And certainly, we hope that you'll want to get his book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, because you need to understand they're poisoning you with your drinking water. They're putting aspartame and MSG in your food. And, of course, incidentally, a little different subject, but the almost 90% of our food, and, pardon me, of our cottonseed oil, our canola, our corn, our soy, is genetically modified. And, of course, this impacts on reproduction. They're poisoning us with the genetically modified food. And they know what they're doing. How do we know what they're doing? Because Monsanto and the Rockefellers and Bill Gates have opened a doomsday seed bank up above the Arctic Circle. It's guarded. They have all good seeds there. They want those good seeds for growing food when they start in all over again. And they really do plan to kill off the majority of the people in the world. And people say, that's crazy talk. Who would want to do that? Why, the same people that ordered the bombing of Dresden following World War II, at the end of World War II, and killing 125,000 people in two nights of firebombing of a civilian city with no consequences. The same people that sent our boys into Iwo Jima and Nagasaki to die on the sands of Iwo Jima when there was no need for it. The Japanese were trying to surrender, and we wouldn't let them surrender. The same people, of course, who would cover up the great hunger in China, where the Chinese government, between 58 and 62, killed almost 40 million people of their starvation. The same people who would actually create the First World War that killed or injured over 70 million people, that created the Second World War. And remember, American corporations were building many of the weapons. I'm talking about GM, Ford, IT&T, IBM, Exxon, American corporations working in Germany during the Second World War to provide the weapons that were being used to kill our boys. And who was held responsible for that? You remember the trials of Nuremberg of them? No. The Nazi war criminals were aided to escape to South America with a rat line by your Central Intelligence Agency. Look it up on the Internet, the rat line. Look up Operation Paperclip. We have a four-tape set on Operation Paperclip. You need to get it and listen and weep. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. Pray for God's, you know, protection of America and for that he will forgive the people of this country for not being involved in the terrible things that our government has done. So until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and